What we have been told this morning is they've referred to as the greatest story ever told. And as I thought about this, I thought this story is actually one of the greatest events that has ever happened in the history of mankind. It's a story that involves the greatest gift that has ever been given, and it also displays the greatest love that has ever been displayed. But you know what's interesting? That this is just one chapter of a much bigger story. In fact, this story that we've looked at one chapter of this morning is a story that has no beginning, and it will never end. In fact, the story is still being written. But this morning and at Christmas time, we get to enjoy this one particular chapter of the story. It's a story of God's love toward mankind and how God displayed his love for sinners such as you and I. Now, it's a very unique story. Now, I'd like to ask everyone a question, and I expect you to be honest this morning with your answer. Now, what I would like you to do is to put up your hand if you have ever watched a Hallmark Christmas movie. Now, I can't really see very well from up here, but hopefully pretty well every hand is up, because I think pretty well everyone has at one point or another in their life watched a Hallmark Christmas movie. We watched them. Ruth and I watched one on Friday night. And other times we watched them with Marion and her family and our grandchildren, and you know, they're really sometimes quite enjoyable. But you know, the one thing about a Hallmark Christmas movie that I've noticed is that they're rather predictable. And it's easy to predict what's going to happen. You know, they all basically start the same. You will have this beautiful girl, and she will come on, and she turns out to be single, or maybe she's divorced, but she's sort of on her own, and she's got a career, and the career might not be going all that well, and you know, there's problems she's facing. And then within a few minutes, you see this handsome-looking guy appears on the screen. And so right away, you can say, oh, there he is, right? There's the knight in shining armor. He's the one that's going to save the day. And at first, they don't get along. They usually have problems with each other. And they argue and bicker a bit between each other. But as the movie goes on, they start to, you know, draw a little bit closer and get to like each other a little bit, until finally at the end, it is all sealed with a kiss. And that's a Hallmark Christmas movie, right? There's not really many surprises in those movies. If you've watched a few, you can predict basically what's going to happen every time. But with this story that we're considering this morning, it is not like a Hallmark movie. Because this story that we've been watching this morning and that we're thinking about now is a story that's actually filled with surprises, filled with things that you and I would never predict if we just read part of the story. It's unique in so many ways. Think of the surprises that we saw here this morning. Think of Mary. Now, Mary was this young girl. She was just in her teens, and she was a very good living girl, and she had plans for her life just like all the people in here, those in their teens and the children, you know, we all have plans for our life, and Mary had a plan. She was already engaged. She was betrothed to a fine young fellow by the name of Joseph, and she was much looking forward to the wedding day and being his bride, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, she gets this message from an angel that tells her that she's going to have the Son of God. Now, if you don't think that's a surprise, then I don't know what is. Can you imagine? Little wonder she dropped the mixing bowl. Little wonder she was surprised. Because imagine getting that message that God was going to appear in the flesh, and he was going to come as a baby, and that baby that was coming, you were going to be the mother of the baby. What a surprise. But then there's Joseph. Now, Joseph also is a very right-living young man, and he's betrothed to the love of his life. And he's looking forward as well to the wedding and having Mary as his wife. And she's such an innocent little girl, and she's so happy, and it's so nice to be with her. And then she decides that she's going to go and visit a cousin in a different town. Oh, no problem. Look forward to when you get back, my dear. But then Mary returns, and Joseph likely hurries out to meet her, just filled with anticipation. And all of a sudden, he notices that this one that he thought was so innocent is expecting a child. Now, for all the men here, do you think that would be a surprise? Do you think you would be taken back? Well, of course we would. We didn't expect that. And then imagine Joseph as well, and when he was devising his plan, and he was just going to privately divorce her. And then to get the message from the angel with those delightful words to take Mary as his wife, because the one that was going to be born onto her was the Son of God. And Joseph was told his name. You know, back in those days, usually if you had a boy, I think I'm right on this. Well, it often happens even today, doesn't it? Where the boy gets named after the father, right? Like when my first son was born, I didn't call him David, but I called him Andrew, David, John, after his grandfather, Nicholson, right? I got to name him, but Joseph didn't get to name Mary's son because the angel told Joseph, you will call his name, let's all say it, Jesus. For he will save his people from their sins. And so Joseph is not only told the name to call this child, but he's told the purpose for which the child was born, that he would save his people from their sins. What a surprise for Joseph. And then he obeyed the word of the Lord. Then we saw the old shepherd up here, counting his sheep. Now, that's another surprise. Can you imagine if you were a shepherd? And to me, it would kind of be a bit of a boring life. Like, you're always out on the hills with a bunch of sheep. But they must have loved it because the shepherd loved the sheep. And so he's out there. It's nighttime. And looks like he was counting his sheep. You know, all of a sudden, an angel appears. Like, what a surprise. Who would have predicted that this was going to happen? Do you think that when that shepherd got up in the morning from his sleep and continued to watch his sheep, do you think that he thought that that night he was not only going to be visited by an angel, but he was going to be visited by a host of angels that would be praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest," because God was going to be manifest in flesh. And then we saw the wise men, and think of their surprise when that big star appeared. And they looked into the reason for the star, and then they made that journey to visit and to see the Son of God. But you know what? As I mentioned at the beginning, this is just a chapter of a much longer story. And the surprises don't end with the birth of the Son of God. Those surprises continue throughout his life. Think of the miracles. Now, we're not going to take time to go through all the miracles, or else you're going to be here for a while. But just think of one or two. First of all, I thought this morning, as I was speaking earlier, of how surprised that the teachers of Israel would have been when Jesus, as a boy, went to the temple and spoke with them. Like, they would have looked at him. He was 12 years old, and they likely just thought it was some kid that was coming, right? And then he started to talk. And he started to ask them questions, and he started to answer. And all of a sudden, they realized that this person that they thought was just a kid is somebody that knows more than they do, and they had been to university. They had studied for years. And yet this 12-year-old boy was putting them to shame with the knowledge that he had and the answers that he could give. That would be a surprise. I'll tell you, those old boys were surprised. And then think of the miracles as he went throughout his life. Like, even if we just think of the first one, where he turned the water into wine. Imagine being there, and all of a sudden, you hold out the thing, and water goes in, and then wine comes out. Like, what a surprise! And every miracle was filled with surprises as the Son of God proved that he was who the angel said he would be, that he was and is and forever will be the Son of the living God. I don't know, this is kind of an exciting story, isn't it? Talk about a story filled with surprises. And then even as he came to the end of his life, even his death was surprising. Even though he was hung upon a cross to give his life as a sacrifice for your sin and mine, even upon that cross, there were surprises. I wonder if they'd ever before had somebody hanging on the cross, and he looked down upon those who were crucifying them, and then looked up to heaven and said, "Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing." Do you think that people had heard that were surprised? They'd likely never heard anything like that. Or those soldiers when they came to him to break his legs in order that he might die more quickly, to find out that he had died already because he gave up his spirit himself. And then they took that spear and pierced his side, and forthwith there came blood and water, the precious blood that cleanses us from all sin. And then think of 3 days later, do you think that was a surprise? When the one who died rose again, the one who was born in Bethlehem and lived that life that proved he was the Son of God, and then he had been crucified, and then on the third day, thank God, he was raised from the dead. What a story. And then, was it 40 days after that? Imagine the surprise of the disciples as they stood out on the mountain and Jesus was received back up into heaven. But you know what? The surprises don't end there. The surprises continue, and they will continue. And there's one verse that I wanted to read to you, and I dropped it. And it's this. I love this verse, but I want to get it right, because this here shows us that the story is still being written. There's still more surprises to come. You know, of course, the one surprise that we're all waiting for, and I wonder just how surprised we'll be, is we're waiting for the Lord Jesus to come back again. Because when he went away, he promised he'd come back. But I wonder how surprised we'll be when it actually takes place. But we do know he's coming again. But even after he comes, there's still more surprises. And here's the verse that I want to remind you of. It was written by Paul, and it was written to the church at Corinth. And he says this: "I have not seen nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him." You see, for those of us that belong to the Lord Jesus, who have trusted him as our Savior, eternity is going to be filled with surprises as God reveals things that are beyond our comprehension, beyond our imagination, the blessings that God has for us throughout eternity. But now, just as I finish, so I would like to ask one question, because I'll tell you that the biggest surprise for me of all is that I'm involved in the story. Can you imagine? This little nobody, farm kid from a poor family, and yet God in his mercy made me part of the most wonderful story that has ever been told. And as a boy, I heard the gospel. I heard that Christ died for sinners, and I put my faith and trust in the Lord Jesus, and now I'm part of the story and every surprise that God has in the future. I can tell you I'm going to be there. What about you? Does this story mean everything to you? What does this story mean to you? Have you benefited because the Lord Jesus was born, because he died and gave his life as a sacrifice? But my friend, if it's going to be a benefit of you, then there has to be that time in your life when you put your trust and your faith in him and you turn everything over to the Lord Jesus. And so that would be our prayer for each one this morning as we celebrate another Christmas together. May we always remember the greatest gift that has ever been given, the gift of love, the Son of God, who loved us and gave himself for us.